Episode 611, No Failure is Fatal.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet ladies. How are you? I have so missed you. I hope you've had a marvelous weekend and are ready for an extraordinary week, because you are a woman of impact, ready to create your now. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this family. I'm so delighted that you're here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more. And you want to sign up for the Kisses newsletter. That's the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions, where you can keep your life simpler in order to pursue your passion, purpose, and presence in your life's journey. Can you believe we are already in mid-September? It really kind of frightens me how fast time is moving forward. And as I look back on the year, sometimes I feel like all that's popping out to me is my failures. No failure is fatal. But failure finds us all at some point in our lives. Yet no failure is fatal. Just because you fall and trip in life as you learn to walk doesn't mean you can't and won't ever walk again. Our determination as a young infant wanting to be in the bigger world draws us closer to not giving up, even when we stumble. It doesn't define us. So if it doesn't define us as a child, why do we let it halt our progress as an adult, a woman trying to live out her dream? Now, I'm sure you've sat around thinking that I can write a paper on this. I can go back to school and learn more. I can go find that self-help book and find that guru that talks about failures. But have you found that in the library section? How to overcome failures. How to succeed even when you continually fail. We don't like the word fail. Fail takes us back to, oh yes, our elementary, middle school, and high school years, maybe even college. Maybe it takes us back to a work environment that just kind of leaves us going, I didn't like it. I felt like a failure. We allow ourselves to be defined by what we did not do, what we didn't accomplish in life. But I got to tell you, well, you know, on the lighter side, we are much closer to the ground as a child, right? I mean, if we're trying to walk, it's much easier to fall as a child because, well, we're not 5 feet three or 6 feet tall. We're less than 2 feet, and it's easier. And if we stumble, oh, well, it doesn't seem to hurt so much because over time, things hurt more. Our mindset. We began to play those games in our heads, and we're so good at games as an adult. But you know, as kids, we complain that we have to play games. Really, Mom? I don't want to play games. I just want to go and get ice cream. No, let's go and play some games outside. Then maybe we can have some ice cream. But as a child, we hit the ground faster. Not as hard because we're not as heavy. We're not as big. It doesn't take that much effort. We get up and we do it again and again and again, and eventually seeing success, walking accomplished. Woo! Now let's start running. I'm sure you were saying that as a child, right? Oh, I cannot wait to walk. Yes, I'm going to be after it. And now I get to run and it's going to be so fun. No, we don't think about that because our mind has not gone there. It hasn't matured. Our mind is so amazing, and our thoughts are powerful. And as a child, there's this innocence about us. We don't have all these formulations already of how our life is supposed to be, what everything and how everything's supposed to turn out. So we just get up and do it again. We go for it head on. But as we get older, the fall is so much greater. A simple no from a neighbor, friend, or family member stalls our dreams and sends us into self-doubt. Remember in episode 604, when self-doubt creeps in? That was last week's episode. If you haven't listened to that, I would suggest go listen to it. It's a great episode. We chat about how to crush self-doubt with small wins. And I'm just going to highlight the kiss there. Number one, stop. Number two, focus. Number three, take aim. And number four, celebrate. I'm not going to take a lot of time to go into that now, but it's a good episode to go back and listen to after you listen to this one now. Because you see, failure is the origin, the genesis in building our self-doubt. When we keep track of our failures, it becomes the sum of our self-doubt. But no failure is fatal. Yet we treat it that way. It's doomsday knocking on our door. You may be in a situation right now that you're like, you have no idea what keeps knocking at my door. I cannot escape failure. No matter what corner I turn, do you know how many speeding tickets I've gotten already this year? Can you believe that I try to get this job promotion and somebody else, I always get passed over? And now I'm thinking of actually building a business on my own, and all I get is problems on my computer. Technology hates me. Failure is upon me always. Not to mention, my husband's a little frustrated too. Failure doesn't define you unless you give failure power. And you give it power when you keep track of your failures, which becomes the sum of your self-doubt. It's a self-doubt that keeps you running from your goal. Is that what you did as a child learning to walk? No. You went at it head on. You're like, yes, I can conquer the world. I'm going to try it again. I'm going to get up. Oopsie tootsie. I mean, if you had a video of when you learned to walk, it would be great to watch it now. But you probably don't, because we're so old, right? And the videos, well, we may not even have a video player to play it on anymore. They were like 8 tracks, weren't they? Or they had these huge honking cameras that were like 2 feet long. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, well, I don't have those videos, but I do have a few pictures of me attempting to walk and kind of this look of like, I think I can do it. And then the following, I got it. Yes. And the smile on my dad's face. The smile on my mom's face. You see, we want to feel success, but we keep track of our failures, which becomes a sum of our self-doubt. What are you keeping track of in your life? Apostle Paul wrote this letter at the time when he was really trying to be Christ-like. And I'm not going to read the whole letter to you, but I want to read a portion of it to you. It's in Philippians 3, 13 through 14. And again, regardless of your religious background, I want you to listen specifically to the words that are used in this translation. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. And what he's talking about here is his goal, what he's trying to reach, his goal of becoming Christ-like, okay? He goes on to say, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. It says, forgetting what is behind. You cannot change yesterday, but you can impact tomorrow by what you do today. So, sister, what are you doing today? How are you going to impact your tomorrow? Are you counting your failures? Are you letting those failures add up to all the sum of your self-doubt? Because you know what? It's easy. Stop keeping track of what's easy to keep track of. It's easy to keep track of those failures. If you want an excuse not to do something, then just decide to not do something. Stop waiting for the excuse, the failures to happen. If you don't want to do it, then don't do it. But no, then we're like, but if I decide not to do it, then wouldn't that be a failure? No, it's your decision. Our minds play games. Our minds are powerful. The thoughts, how we think, what we say to ourselves. Powerful, impactful. What are you saying to yourself right now? What's eating at you from the inside out? You cannot change yesterday, but you can impact tomorrow by what you do today. So here, my friend, is the kiss, the keep it simple strategy, strain toward what's ahead. I love what Paul said and used there. And that's why it's our kiss today. Strain, the word strain, is to force upon oneself to make a strenuous or unusually great effort. Did you hear any word in there that said it's going to be easy? Oh, but we wish it was. We don't want to have to take this unusually great effort towards succeeding and reaching our goals. Do you think it was easy for the U.S. Open champions of this year, of 2016, to get where they were? Do you think they just woke up one day and said, I'm going to play tennis today, and I'm going to win the U.S. Open 2016. I'm going to do it right now. No. It's taken years upon years, getting up at O'Dark 100, going and working hard. And some of them worked so hard, they didn't even get to the championship. But they don't consider it a failure because they're learning from it. No failure is fatal. You have to strain toward what's ahead. That means you have to make a strenuous or unusually great effort. When you strain toward what's ahead, you are leaving the past, what is of yesterday, behind you. So how do you do that? Number one, give yourself permission to leave your failures behind. Give yourself permission to leave the past. Let it go. And when you let it go, that goes to number two. You learn from your failures. And when you learn from your failures, that makes it a stepping stone. So therefore, they are no longer a failure. Guess what you've just done? You're getting rid of the thoughts of what you thought were failures, and they add up to what? The sum of your self-doubts? Well, if you don't have failures, you're not going to have what? Self-doubt. See how it all works together. So give yourself permission to leave your failures behind. Number two, learn from your failures, which is your stepping stone leading to number three, take aim. Action ignites motivation. Take the next step. Strain toward your goal. Put the effort that it needs to reach it. You may be working on something right now, and you're like, oh my gosh, I am dying here. I am putting in 12, 14-hour days. I cannot take any more of this writing. There is no way I'm going to finish it. I'm tired. I'm groggy. I'm crabby. I want to give up. Don't you dare give up. Don't do it. You're worth so much more. Strain toward your goal. You were created for greatness. Don't stop now. You can do it. Maybe you're working on your marriage. Marriage takes work. Oh man, does it ever take work? Ask me about it. We could do just a whole episode on the energy level on saving and reigniting your marriage. And one day we'll do that. I'll make a note of that. And literally, we could make it like a whole month, where every single day we're talking about it. But you may be working on your relationship right now, on your marriage, going, Christiane, I feel like it's falling apart. It's hanging on with bare threads. And I don't know if it's going to make it. I'm trying. But I'm so tired. I've been working at it for 13 years. What am I to do? Strain towards your goal. You see, when you do that, God's got you. He's carrying you. He wants to see you succeed. Now, does that mean he may change the path if you're going in the wrong direction? Oh, yes, he will. And you have to be open to that. But you don't count that as a failure, right? That becomes a stepping stone. You see, no failure is fatal because you are learning from them, which makes it a stepping stone leading to your miles of greatness. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Don't hesitate where you might be stuck. Did you hear that? Don't hesitate where you might be stuck. Start training for what's ahead. Strain for what's ahead. The next step. Reach for the next step. Don't sit there and wait for you to get comfortable. Wait for yourself to go, oh yeah, I knew she was going to say no, so now I guess I don't have to do anything. Yay, thank you for that answer. No. If you don't want to do something, then don't do it. Come on, let's be mature adults. You are a woman of impact. You don't need excuses in your life. You were created on purpose for a purpose. If you want to reach your purpose and you want to ignite that dream and you want to see it all come to fruition, that vision that you have, the mission in your life, you want to see God's design happen, it's going to take you to strain ahead. You have to be willing to do what? The unusually great effort. The strenuous. The things where, yeah, you know when you start lifting those weights and you haven't lifted them in like 20 years? Do you think you feel those muscles hurting a bit? Oh, yes, we do. But that means you're using them. That means you're learning from them. You're straining for what's ahead. God's got big plans for you. Are you going to live in excuses and the sum of your self-doubts by keeping track of all your failures? Or are you going to say right now, no failure is fatal because I don't have any. I'm going to learn from them. I'm going to grow. They're going to be my stepping stones. Stepping stones to lead me to what's ahead. Because one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Now you may be, you know, struggling with an area. You know what? I want to reach out to you and I want to give you some breath. Come and let's do a strategy session together. Click on breakthrough. It's free. It's 20 minutes with me. Enter your name and email address and it will begin the conversation. We'll set up a time. We can talk on the phone or on Skype. Skype is where we can see one another if you want to do that. Some people are like, oh no, I don't want you to see me. That's okay. You don't have to see me. I don't have to see you. It's all right. We can talk on the phone. Whatever works for you. But I no longer want you to be stuck because you are a woman of impact. You are created for greatness and you are headed there because you've got miles of straining to do. And I'm right there with you. I'm going to strain with you. So let's do it together. Hand in hand, ready in break. You go out and have a magnificent week. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.